where we go from here. The universe doesn't care about what you want. It cares about what you are. Angela Ferrari. My beautiful friend, I hope this email finds you so well. It's been a transformational time for me, and I'm wondering if you too have noticed big shifts in your life or those around you. I've been in contact with so many of my dear friends and family who are all transforming big time. In some way, it makes what I'm moving through a little bit easier because I know I'm not alone. And I want you to know that you're not alone. You see, we can analyze why all these things are happening and fixate on what it all means. But if we take a simpler and less stressful way to view it, it's that it's all part of the divine plan. Things always move and unfold for us as the desires of the heart are heard by a larger intelligence. Things must move to make space for what is truly for us, but it can be scary. As we move to what's meant for us, it can feel uncertain, out of control, and chaotic. Losing a job, a relationship, a loved one. Maybe our kids are moving into new phases or realizing that the things that we used to love to do no longer align with us. The paradox of transformation is that it can feel messy and discombobulating, yet it guides and leads us to deeper harmony in our lives. Take nature, for example. When you walk in the forest, do you see pruned trees, clear paths, uniform or landscaped gardens? No. You see what many humans may call messy, out of order, and chaotic. Yet, nature does not view its masterpieces through these ignorant lenses, the same lenses we sometimes use to view our own lives through. Nature never hurries, yet all is accomplished, spoken by Lao Tzu, truly encapsulates the nature of nature. It's an ever-expanding, growing, and evolving force guided by an invisible, energetic field of intelligence. Nature is harmony. We are nature, and our nature is harmony. But we can spend most of our life resisting the constant transformation back to harmony. Just as we spend time landscaping our yards, killing plants we judge as weeds, and keep nature from doing its thing, we resist nature. We resist harmony. And nature and harmony are one thing. Love. Love. Now, I'm not implying never to mow your lawn or plant your flowers. What I'm pointing to is the pure fact that life is messy. And the more we try to make it perfect and look perfect to others, the more we work against the powerful force that is behind all of our eyes. What if instead we focused on the messiness of life and viewed it from the lens of perfection? Willing to shift our perception so drastically that life's continuous unfolding, instead of evoking fear of what's to come, becomes an exciting mystery to be in awe with. I get that suddenly changing the way our mind works is not that simple. Our programs and mindsets run deep. Transformation can transpire in a moment or take place over decades of our lives. And the most powerful thing we can do to support ourselves through all of life's unfolding is consistently taking steps to raise our vibration so what we magnetize to us can reflect that higher and more refined frequency that we want to experience. For example, joy is one of the highest emotional vibrations. Shame and fear the lowest. What we feel is what we call to us. We're constantly magnetizing to us what we are. Just like the quote says above, the universe doesn't care about what we want. It cares about what we are. We are constantly magnetizing to us more of what we are. If we exist in fear and shame, then that's what we get more of. Yet, if we choose genuine gratitude, we get to feel more joy. It's the law of attraction and the law of the universe. And the most simplest place to start is to raise our vibration. I can attest that it doesn't take much to raise our vibration, but it does take consistency and a genuine expression of the vibration you're calling into your life in order to receive it. There are so many beautiful and simple things we can do to increase the vibration of our body and mind. This is the journey I'm asking you to join me on. This is where we're going from here. I want you to join me as we discover, integrate, and attune ourselves to a lighter way of living. We're going to explore simple habits, food, daily practices, and I'll get to share with you all the things that have supported me in my path back to harmony and back to my truest nature. Travel with me into the portal of becoming our most authentic and optimal selves by simply raising our vibration together. I don't know everything, and I hope you don't either, so we can ride this wave of life together with an open heart and open mind. Because as we raise our vibration together, we raise the vibration of the world for our children and their children. Stay tuned for more of the unfolding. In so much love and light, Becky.